Choice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by RepLawManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Earning top-rated seller status is a coveted achievement, but then you've got to maintain it. And with us now to explain how she does so is Andrea Sievers. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Homestead Bargains, LLC. That's all one word. Home, H-O-L-M-E-S-T-E-A-D, Bargains, LLC. All one word. Andy, what are the most important things on which you focus as an eBay seller?
I think, of course, the main thing to focus on is making your buyer happy, because they're not going to come back if you disappoint them. And the best way to make them happy is to deliver what you say you're going to deliver. I think the number one faux pas is inventory. You know, you have to keep an accurate accounting of your inventory. Worst experience is if a buyer purchases something, you go to pick it, and it's not there. Bad experience for the buyer and the seller as well. I recommend using good till canceled listings, especially if you sell multiple quantities. If you do 30-day, when you relist, your quantities are going to revert back to their, you know, original status. So that's a problem.
So, Andy, when you do have an unhappy buyer, how do you deal with it?
You respond immediately. I contact them. I empathize. I apologize. And then I work it out with them to their satisfaction. No matter how, you know, cranky or rude or, you know, however they message me, I make sure that I'm polite and professional. And I let them know that I'm there for them and I'm going to, you know, fix this for them.
No matter what?
No matter what, yeah. Buyers, the customer is always right. So, you know, you have to kind of just bite your lip sometimes and just always be polite and professional.
Do you believe in leaving automatic feedback for your buyers? I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do that or not. Right now I do.
You know, I don't. And the only reason I don't is because, for me, the sale is not completed until it is delivered. So I like to keep track. And for me, I go into my, paid and shipped listings. And if I see that I've left feedback, I know that that item has been delivered.
How about you, Griff? Do you leave automatic?
Yes.
Automated feedback? Or?
I mean, it's a matter of personal preference, but I believe my buyers just have... They've purchased from me. That's their responsibility. They've paid for it. Now I'm just going to leave them feedback automatically once they pay.
My only reason is because there are times when, I like to go back and check tracking, and there are times when either they don't get scanned or they're routed incorrectly, and I don't know that unless I go and check the tracking. And I sell, quite a few items a day, and it's easier for me to keep track of their tracking and contact them if anything goes wrong, if I haven't left the feedback yet.
And
kind of just a visual for me, I can see.
How many things do you usually ship a day? What is your average?
I'd say maybe 15, 20.
Oh.
How long have you been selling on eBay? That's a good one.
I've been a professional seller since 2012.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, I love it.
So how do you deal with that? Do you get negative feedback, and how do you deal with it?
I have gotten negative feedback. And first thing I do is just take a deep breath. You know, don't get upset. I'll contact the buyer and see if there's anything that I can do to make it right for them. Oftentimes we can work it out, you know, and they end up happy, and I'll politely ask them if they would mind revising the feedback. Mm-hmm. And if they refuse, I respond professionally and say, you know, thank you, I understand, appreciate your business. If and there are times, though, when negative feedback isn't warranted, and eBay is really good about protecting sellers in those circumstances. So,
Griff, have you seen her pictures? They're to die for.
Yes, they're very good photos.
Yeah. How do you take your photos? What do you use?
I have a Nikon camera, which I bought about 2 years ago. I had a hard time with the white background, and you know, I Googled a lot and I practiced a lot and I bought all the lights and took Griff's advice on, you know, on a lot of that. I bought a macro lens for jewelry, and it took a lot of practice, but.
Boy, it looks really professional.
Well, thank you.
So we're speaking with Andrea Sievers, known as Andy. She's also known on eBay as top-rated seller Homestead Bargains LLC. That's Homestead Bargains LLC. You have to see her pictures. They're fantastic. And what we're talking to her about today is she's a top-rated seller, but she says now you got to maintain it. So what do you do on a daily basis to maintain your top-rated seller?
I make sure that I ship same. I usually ship same day. If I can't, then it's next day. But you have to, you know, ship one or the other within your stated time. I make sure that I describe my items accurately, take plenty of photos, use the item specifics, add measurements to your listings because you want, you know, you don't want to get that negative feedback or the unhappy buyer. So you want to make sure that they know what they're going to get. Package professionally. Don't, you know, use professional either eBay branded packaging or whatever. Just don't use some box you had laying around and, you know, ship that way. You want it to look professional. You want it to look as if it came from a, you know, high-end department store or something.
Are you going to be opting in to the guaranteed delivery?
Oh, I can't wait. Absolutely.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah,
we like that.
I do that already, so, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Now, so how long have you been selling on eBay, Andrea?
Since, I guess I sold a few things here and there prior to starting my business. First thing I sold was my son's college textbook, and that's actually how I got into selling professionally. I purchased a textbook on eBay, probably, for a certain price, and when he was finished with it, I sold it for quite a bit more than I purchased it for, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. So I started out, you know, with just buying a wholesale box of sandals, and it kind of went from there, and that was in 2012.
So it's been an interesting almost 5 years for you now, then, I would say.
It has.
Before you started selling, had you previous experience selling offline or on another site or
none whatsoever?
So you were never in business for yourself until this adventure started on eBay.
I've actually always been in business for myself, but never as an online seller.
Can you tell us, what did you do before eBay?
Well, my first job when I was younger was as a dental assistant, and I hated 9-to-5. I hated just having somebody look over my shoulder all day.
Yeah.
I was really depressed in that job. So I became a personal trainer, a certified personal trainer, and I would go to people's homes, had my own business that way. Excuse me. That was in New Jersey. We moved from Jersey in 2005, and I had been a little bit burnt out because the hours were very long.
Sure.
And I had a little boy who got upset if I wasn't in my pajamas because that meant I was going out. So I said, well, we're going to stop this for a while. And I started a pet sitting business in North Carolina, which I still do. But that wasn't really enough. So eBay is really my full-time focus.
And has it been an interesting, would you say, 5 years? Or have you learned a lot about running a business that you may not have been aware of before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you meet all kinds of great people. You learn how to deal with people, maybe, if they're not being particularly nice to you under certain circumstances, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I have made some of the best, I kind of feel like, relationships with some of my buyers who initially were unhappy for whatever reason. They're angry for whatever. They reach out, they kind of lash out at you, and you respond kindly and understanding and empathize and, like I said, apologize. And the next thing you know, they're sending you back a message apologizing for their behavior, and you kind of you know, it ends up being a great experience in the end.
So do you have help or do you do it by yourself?
Pretty much by myself. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. My husband is my shipper, so twice a day, first thing in the morning, and then again around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I package items, and he takes them to the post office for me.
What if
I'll occasionally have my youngest son, who's still living at home, help me with inventory when he needs gas money.
Oh, yeah, they'll always do anything for gas money.
Yeah.
I get that age. So if you could say one thing that being a seller on eBay and reaching top-rated seller status means to you, what would it be?
Oh, freedom. You know, I set my own hours. I work in my pajamas half the time. I guess that's the biggest thing is freedom, and not to mention the fact that you can make some really good money selling on eBay.
I like all those things.
Yeah.
Would you come back and visit us again, Andrea?
Certainly.
You must see her listings. Homestead Bargains LLC. That's Homestead Bargains LLC. All one word. She takes the most beautiful pictures. I'm very impressed.
Very good pictures, by the way, Andrea.
Thank you
for being a guest.
Thank you very much.
It was a great segment. Continued success on eBay. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, estate planning for your business on eBay. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaver World's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.